Bear Podcast 350.
The end of the year show. Hi, guys. We're on the couch. Just like how she used to sit over here, but she killed it.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is the last episode of the year of 2010. It's episode 350. Yeah,
and 350 episodes.
50 episodes. Yeah, we're here at in our place, and we found a very cozy area here. So,
Maynard and Mike's place, not my place.
Yeah, that's right.
My apartment's about as big as this room, but...
Yes. That's right. So how are you, Ray?
I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, very good. And we had a good get-together last Christmas Eve, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. I mean, we have about 30 people, something like that, coming over. And it was fun. Lots of people, lots of friends came over.
And lots of food.
Lots of food.
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls. I made egg rolls. Oh! Santa gave me... a deep fryer this time. Okay. All right. The way I do egg rolls, I have a small stove, and then I just use a pan, and then I cook it that way. But now I have a deep fryer, a digital deep fryer, so that I'm happier now. I'm happy that I could fry my egg rolls better now. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Well, just
okay.
Well, just make sure that you're not watching porn or something and forget that you got the grease on and then it catches on fire and burns your house down.
Yeah.
That's what one of my friends in high school did. She had a fryer and she was cooking French fries and she got in there watching her TV shows and forgot about the French fries and the grease caught on fire and burnt the house down.
Burning the house down.
Yes.
Okay. Well, because I'll be cooking outside.
Because of another world.
Oh, okay. But it's okay because I cook it outside. I do everything outside. So even if it burns down, it's just the... I'll be careful anyway. So how about you, Ray? What's up with you?
Not much. Mm-hmm. Over Christmas, I was up here for your party, Christmas mm-hmm. Eve. Over at Robert and Lloyd's Christmas Eve for the little soiree they have every year. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was raining here in Houston. It was pouring down.
Christmas Eve, here. It was raining.
The rest of the country was getting snow. It was raining dogs and cats here.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's a good thing that we didn't... we just stayed home. We just stayed home from the 24th until... the 26th, we just stayed home.
Yeah.
Pretty much stayed home. And 24th, of course, we had to cook and expect some people. But it was fun. It was great. Mm. It's kind of a reunion, actually.
Yeah.
Having old friends get together on a Christmas day. So.
Yeah. And I house sit for Patrick and Jerry, so.
Oh, okay. How's that? How was your house sitting?
It was good. We had a good time. You know, I had to do the dog whisper thing between
dog whisper.
Sanford and Buddy, you know. Because Sanford would eat Buddy because he thinks he's a squirrel, I think, because Buddy gets all hyper and starts running around.
Okay.
And Sanford would bite.
Sanford is, what kind is he?
Doberman.
A Doberman?
He's a rescue Doberman. They got him from the rescue place.
And he's so big that, and Ray's dog is an Italian Greyhound. And the Doberman's just so big, he doesn't even have to chew.
That's right. He could bite. He could just snap down and bite him in half.
The dog's so. Really big.
But, so we did okay. It was nice, you know. It was odd being at somebody else's house for Christmas, so.
Yeah.
That's okay. We let, like, I left here Christmas night. Mm-hmm. And the sidekick fell asleep on the ride home, and he woke up right as we hit 16 and was like, you want to go back to your place and do Christmas? And I was like, oh, really? Yeah, that way we don't have to get up early. Aww. I was like, okay. So we went back to my house, my apartment, did Christmas because everything, we were going to get up and go over there Christmas morning and do it. But we got it done, and so we could sleep a little bit later on Christmas Day.
So what did Santa get you this year?
He got me some cologne that I wanted.
Cologne. Okay. Nice cologne.
And then I got this really cool video camera. I don't know why I was given this video camera, but I got this cool little portable video camera thing that's about the size of a pocket camera.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's pretty versatile. It's the same as this one. It's going to be used on future episodes of Bear Podcast, so stay tuned for more videos. More videos on Bear Podcast. Okay.
X-rated videos?
Well, we can. Probably we can do that. Mike, can we make X-rated videos? Okay, he doesn't care. Mike doesn't care. We can make.
Mike, do you care if me and Maynard do a spread in American Bear?
You're gonna have to record it there. I can pick who it is.
Yeah. No, no, no nude pictures. No nude. I don't know. It's just me. I'm not an exhibitionist, so I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see. Get me drunk first. Okay. So, before we go on, this is the last episode of the year, and we are giving away DVDs. By the way. Oh, by the way, let me show. We have two. Ta-da. We have two DVDs of Bear City to give away. That, not just one. There's two. So
I haven't even got to see yet.
I haven't seen it myself. So don't worry. You're okay. You're okay. We will watch it. We will watch it very soon.
Everybody apparently got Bear City DVDs except for me for Christmas.
Yes.
So hopefully I'm going to watch it at somebody's house this week.
Yes, but you will probably, yeah, very soon, very soon. But yeah, so if you guys get a chance to send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Bear City, we can give away these two. You might be one of the two who will win. So we have a lot of entries right now. So thanks to all those who sent in their entries. And
it closes what?
It closes on December 31st.
Which is Friday night at midnight.
Yes.
No exceptions after midnight. We will not
probably
take
do a.
Not like Bear Watch. You can't register at like 11:59 and something go wrong and then say, I didn't get my registration in, but the price changed.
Yeah, so we're going to do it this coming December 31st. So we're going to be at somebody else's party this New Year's Eve, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to do the drawing there.
Okay. The drawing.
Okay, let's run down. Okay, usually the last episode of the year, we do a rundown of everything that happened to us or all the episodes of the highlights of this year. So let's start. Okay, maybe you can start with page 3 over there. We're kind of low tech right now. We're not having laptops right now. Okay.
We don't have a teleprompter yet. We're working on it. I'm sure Maynard will get one by the end of the year.
Right. Yeah. Teleprompters. Okay, so let's go to episode 298, the Happy New Year show with Happy New Year 2010, Anise Parker, Guys with iPhones, and that was January 6th, 2010. So that was around that date was when our first lesbian mayor of Houston, Anise Parker, was inaugurated. So that was pretty much a big deal.
Yeah. Everybody's just kind of like over it now, though. It's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, nobody cares anymore. But of course, back then, is she the first one in the whole whole Texas or in the whole U.S. or?
No. She's not the first gay mayor. I think she might be the first female gay mayor.
Female gay mayor. Okay.
Unless you want to count Ann Richardson as the first gay governor of Texas.
Who's he?
Ann Richardson. You don't remember her when she was governor of Texas?
No, I don't.
I thought she was a lipstick lesbian.
Okay.
But I liked her.
Okay.
She only lasted one term. Mm-hmm. Her and Bush didn't get along.
Okay. All right, we're going to skip some of these, okay? So we also have episode 300. We had episode 300, and we had a show with Julio and Wayne. They joined us, and that was kind of memorable for me because we had visual sexual tips on how to use
wooden dildos. No, how to use condoms.
How to use female condoms with and Julio kind of used a wooden dildo. I've never seen a wooden dildo before, so won't those splinter?
Oh man, they've been using them for thousands of years. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
didn't you ever see Caligula?
But I thought Caligula used a fist.
We used to fist, but there's also a couple scenes where the chick that he's like is his favorite slave or whatever. She's the black girl. She goes and gives up her virginity to one of the gods, and there's a dildo sitting there that she uses at the bottom of the statue.
Okay, let me just check. Okay, he's checking for still recording. Okay, all right. So wooden dildos. I don't like it. I don't like it. No. Anyway, okay. So, what else? Grammys. We had the Grammys back then. Not too much. Not too spectacular back then. And oh yeah, the iPad came out.
The Which iPad. I came noticed out. None of our listeners sent me one for Christmas. I'm hurt.
Really hurt. Oh, hooray! Yeah, the iPad came out, and that
the iPad
much,
2 is coming out. Send me a used one. I don't care.
You know what? Like I always say, the iPad is not a good Christmas gift because the iPad 2 is coming up in 2 months. So
maybe not for you. For me, the iPad 1 is just a perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, really? Okay. Just wait for the iPad 2.
Or New Year's gift.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, my birthday's coming up. Yeah, that's right. I could get an iPad 2. Anyway, okay. So, next would be...
Now, somebody else has a birthday coming up a lot sooner than I do.
Who?
You.
Me? Oh, yeah. I am. It's my birthday this coming Saturday.
That's right. You'll be 29 again.
29 again. 29. Okay. All right. So... Next episode is 305 Louis Weekend. We had
woohoo!
Yes, we just
get your blowjobs here.
That's right. There's a lot of there was so much Texas pinning that's happening there, and we got to witness some, and it was full of Glee references. I mean, they did a lot of Glee. It became old.
Yeah,
you know, Glee is just way too ingrained in the society right now. That don't do skits on about them anymore. Yeah. Is what I think. Anyway, also one of the topics there back then was it's about teachers who have a nude pics on their profile.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, the guy in San Antonio.
Yes, we know someone who wrote us or something.
I think it came up in the paper that.
Oh, in the paper.
The
okay.
Person got busted off Bear 411 because they had nude pictures online, and when the parents signed on to Bear 411 and found them.
What was the parent, the father, or the parents? What were the parents doing on Bear 411?
I don't know.
They signed up.
Maybe they found somebody mentioned it on Craigslist. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's true.
When they were surfing for appliances.
Mm-hmm. Appliances. That's right, especially the mom. Okay, episode 306 is Team Holcomb, Stephen Holcomb. He won. What did he do? He won the bobsled thing.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big back then. It's and then he suddenly became a bear icon, and that was I don't know what.
What were those tights on? He looks pretty big.
Yes, no, he wasn't. I think it's all balls. I think it was all balls. So you see the guy. This picture with tights, and I just think it's old balls.
Like you'd care when they're slapping you.
No,
in
it
the
doesn't
face.
Matter either. Okay, and then we had the Chaser Show with
damn chasers.
Yeah, with well, it's not a Chaser Show. Oh yeah, it is a Chaser Show. Episode 307 with Robert and Don from Toronto. So we got to interview a chaser from Atlanta and our friend Don from Toronto. So yeah, and they shared
Ryan
story.
Wasn't on that episode?
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
No, Ryan.
Ryan? No, he wasn't.
Oh, I thought he was on that episode.
I think we haven't talked to Ryan since the year before.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so Ryan. Mike has the hats for Ryan. Okay, what did we do? Oh, we talked about black chasers. There's not much black chasers out there, right? But there are a lot.
There's several, a bunch of them on Growler that keeps hitting me up. I know there's one from Florida that will not leave me alone.
Really?
He looks cute in his little Superman underwear, but.
Mm-hmm. But you know, have you been looking at Growler? There's a lot of Asians.
No.
Mike, there's a lot of Asians in Growler. Lots of them.
They're all 45,000 miles away, though.
Mm-hmm. On Growler.
Growler.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
But Mike doesn't have an iPhone, does he?
No, he's got an iPod Touch, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, episode 310. We have interview with Doug Langway, the director of Bear City. That's right. So, yeah, episode 310. This was live. In TBRU, so we did the video interview with him. That went well. Also with Malcolm Ingram, He's the director of Bare Nation. It was also a live interview with Malcolm Ingram at TBRU last March. So yeah, it was great. It was great to have two directors in the show. Okay, so next we interviewed a few people. Episode 312, earthquakes and iPads. There was an earthquake in San Diego. Remember that?
And because they released the iPad.
Because of the release of the iPad, that's right. So
it's all those people stampeding to the Apple store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to interview. I don't think that happened. Shannon Grady. We had Shannon Grady on the show and Carl from San Diego. They were sharing stories about the earthquake. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. Oh, last on my page here is episode 314. We had an interview with Vince from the National Leather Association International. So, Vince, president of NLA International.
He's no longer president of NLA.
He's not anymore, right?
Nope.
Okay, he's not anymore.
He's got another title now. Because Robert Helms got elected president of NLA now.
Oh, okay.
But like he's like some president, Edmer, or whatever it's called. Etremus.
Okay.
So we
got to interview him. So that's we had the show recorded at the Ripcord, which is pretty cool. How often do you
on the patio record?
of the Ripcord?
Right, okay. Where people were getting spanked and whipped.
Yes, that's right. All right.
Okay. Next was Bear Podcast 316 with KPFTFM. I'd went camping. We were talked about the Archie Gay comics character.
Yeah, that's right.
Bait World. What was Bait World?
Bait World. Okay. Bait World is a website, baitworld.com, and you get people who are just masturbating. That's it.
Oh, that's right.
That's all they did. I mean, as far as I know, that's what. And there are gooners there too. You know what gooners are?
No. Well, I'm using on jailbait, so.
No, not that kind of jailbait. But ask me what gooners are. Anyway, so also KPFT. The reason why we mentioned the KPFT is because
you and Tony.
Me and Tony were at KPFT FM. Well, I forgot the radio station number, but KPFT. It's on. It's a local radio station here in Houston, and 12 onwards, 12 to 4 o'clock a.m., they do a GLBT-oriented show. So we were there. We were promoting Bear Watch.
Yay, Bear Watch.
Yay, Bear Watch. When is it? When is Bear Watch?
Bear Watch is May 20th to the 23rd, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're free next Thursday, meet us at Biba's Ones a Meal for the first Bear Watch meeting of this year. So come join us.
I guess I'm going to be there, I guess. Okay.
Did you not see the advertisement I sent out today?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Yep. Your picture was all on it. All
right. I guess I'm in Bear Watch committee again. Okay.
Bear Podcast 318 was the Mother's Day special with and my birthday, a Chaser show, and Nard's mom was there this year.
My mom was on the show.
So.
Yes, my mom was on the show. I think you weren't online then.
I think you did it without me because you've pre-recorded so you could work out with the time difference and stuff.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I was talking to my mom. She was nasty. No, she was not. She was sweet. My mom's sweet. Okay.
She was talking about being freaky.
Yeah.
So, and next was episode 319 with Boy Butter with E.L.
Feldman. Yes, E.L. Feldman. We had him in the show. We talked about Boy Butter and... we had the promotional code, I think, and whoever listened to Bear Podcast, he gives about 10% discount, something like that. I don't know if you can still do it now. You can try.
Try it. Go
you
for
can
it.
Email.
10% is 10%.
Yeah, 10% is 10%. Yeah, for lube, those big gallons of lube, you might want to get it. Okay.
So
next.
Next is Bear Podcast 320, Bear Watch Foam Pit, Bear Pride. We just came from Bear Watch and met up with some listeners of the show.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we got to meet Brian from Bear Watch. Yeah, at Bear Watch. He was Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's right.
I think his uniform, his costume was the coolest. He's got the ring, the glowing ring and everything, and he's pretty cool.
Okay, and then we got episode 324, which is the Father's Day special with Jay, NWAPride.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jay from Arkansas.
Yes, Jay Phillips. He is the father of, who's he?
Is Will.
He's the father of Will Phillips. He's the kid who refused to do the Pledge of Allegiance in school.
Yeah, until because he didn't think it was, because until everybody's equal in the U.S., he didn't think people should have to say it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he was saying. So I don't know if he still sits down. He still doesn't.
I don't know. Maybe we need to follow up with him and find out what's going on.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. Yeah. So Jay shared this experience because Jay's a bear himself, okay? But he's a straight bear, so back off, guys. Jay is a very, very nice dad. He is a father of three and is very open, very welcoming of the bear community. It's very nice to have him in the show. And we talked about their experience about going to New York, going to different cities because of their celebrity son. Yeah.
And all their awards.
And all their awards. And he got to meet Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah. So, Sue Sylvester.
Yeah.
And Glee. So.
And then we got Bear Podcast episode 328 and 29, which is the Chaser Show part 1 and 2, which was about Provincetown. And we had Jeff and Ryan. See, I knew we had Ryan.
Oh, we had Jeff and Ryan.
I knew
Mike.
I talked to him. Yep. And, you know, they talked about the Dick Doc, Bear Nation with Malcolm Ingram and the Muscle Bears, cock blocking, bears losing weight, and
yeah, bears losing weight. We talked
about Provincetown. What goes on in Provincetown?
Provincetown.
Bear Week.
We talked about Dick Doc, the Dick Doc. They were telling us the story about how
sounds
they...
Sounds like a Kesha song.
Dick Doc. No, it's the Dick Doc. What's the Dick Doc, guys?
It's the doc in Provincetown that you get dick under.
So. Yeah, that's right. So Ryan and Jeff toured around there.
Yeah.
Also, we talked about the bears losing weight. It's about... what we talked about, do you still... I guess it's a question for chasers, that do you still are attracted to your partner bear even if they lose weight? And I think my answer was, I think Mike's listening.
He said no, Mike. He said no.
Oh, yes. I mean, I still love him. Yeah, of course. Oh, nothing, Mike. Okay. Anyway, continue right. On.
Episode 331, we interviewed Johnny Scruff for Scruff App.
Yes, the Scruff App, scruffapp.com. You guys are listeners of the show. Some of you guys are using Scruff already. So, yeah, it's great to, it's a good app. It's the first one, the very first one. So we talked about it. And I think they expanded already to Android. So if you guys are Android users, you can use it now too, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we got episode 332, Gay World Series, Barracuda, Plants vs. Zombies, Highlander or Vampire. And you just came from the World Series that weekend.
Yes, I got to interview Kyle and Todd from Phoenix, Arizona, or Tucson. Sorry, Tucson. They're from Tucson, Arizona. They're partners, and they're both weightlifters. And yeah, they're big, big burly bears. And we got to talk to them. We got to. It was fun. It was fun interviewing them in Cologne, Germany. We were in Cologne, Germany, then for the gay games. Oh, no, sorry, not gay games. Is that the gay games?
You didn't.
Gay games.
You messed everything up there, Maynard.
Why?
You combined two episodes.
Did I?
Yes, because you didn't put an episode number at the top one, so I just skipped it, and then you jumped back up to it. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I screwed up. Sorry, guys. But anyway. Where were we?
Southern Decadence, episode 334. In September.
What happened then?
Nard just came from Southern Decadence, and boy, was his butt sore. Ray picked up half-naked guy on the street.
I didn't do anything there. I was a spectator. I just watched guys getting...
We know what all he did, but his boy butter that he got from...
Right. Yeah, that's right.
From Errol.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was the story about me where I picked up the naked teenager.
Oh.
Half-naked teenager on the street.
Can you tell the story again?
Basically, I was going home, and there was this kid that walked across the street, and he was half-naked, barefoot, with shorts on. And he was mentioned for me to roll down my window, and I was like, okay, this, you know, something's up here. So the kid had got dumped out somewhere, and he was trying to get back home. He didn't have any freaking clothes on. I was like, this kid, something's up. But anyway, he told us like two or three different stories on the way to his house, and we finally dropped him off somewhere, wherever he said it was his house, and it was just an interesting night the way that happened. So.
I just think that's scary, picking up someone who's half naked. It's a fantasy. But in reality, I won't do it. No.
I had somebody else in the car with me.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe if I have a baseball bat. Maybe. I don't know.
Two grown adults and one skinny 17-year-old. I don't think much is going to happen. Mm-hmm. At least not to us. Maybe the 17-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Next was Beer Podcast 339, the Trevor Project coming out and coming out stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what? I haven't posted those videos. I haven't done any of those videos that we made for Trevor.
Well,
Project.
Y'all might get to see this video then and by next year.
Yes, probably. Yeah, so the Trevor Project, that's around the time when it was really, Trevor Project was having a big campaign on It Gets Better videos. So, what can I say?
we Maynard did never posted.
I haven't posted videos.
Episode 343 was Ray and Rafa's Orlando trip, and we talked about The Walking Dead. So it was us going to Hogwarts in Orlando at Universal Studios.
Ray was
during
total
Halloween.
Geek.
Oh, I was total geek.
Total Harry Potter.
I still
geek.
Haven't figured out how to make butterbeer yet.
It's cream soda with mushrooms.
Marshmallow cream. Okay. It's something, but it makes it foam. So.
Okay, all right.
We're working on it. So.
And then what else? Walking Dead. That's when we started watching Walking Dead.
Because Walking Dead premiered Halloween night, and now we got to wait a whole year before it comes over a year, almost a year before it comes back out again.
We've been trying to sign up, and I want to walk. I want to be.
I had been invited to go be a zombie yet, but I would.
Okay, we'll see what happens. All right.
Okay, episode 344: Fat Bear Problems. Kinect can see your belly.
Oh, that's right, Kinect. That was around when the Kinect for the Xbox 360 came out, because what is it again? They can see your. They can see your silhouette. You're pretty much being seen. Your body. They can tell how you look like, and they can do marketing out of that. If they see
to pick up from that, there are people already posting images that they're picking up from their Kinect that's been posted that they've hacked into and got off online.
Yeah.
Some of us got pictures from their Kinect and about them posted online.
Oh, they have? I haven't seen that. So. But anyway, it can be used for marketing. That's all I can say. Yeah. If they see a chubby guy playing around, oh, we must advertise pizza to these guys. No. Wait, not yet. Yes, it's done. Oh, yeah.
This we're done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This episode, wait, we forgot something. Oh, we had an interview. Didn't we have a guest then?
Who?
We had the guest. Luis.
Luis, yeah.
Luis? Is that Luis, right?
Luis.
Yeah,
that's right. Yep, Luis turned 18. Actually came on the show and talked to us about coming out and how great it is.
That's right, yeah. So,
episode next was episode 346.
Hi, Luis.
TSA arousal.
You know, that's a bogus joke. That's a bogus story.
Yes, that was a bogus story.
But it's really, I find it
but
funny.
But it was funny to talk about.
Yeah. The guy having a PA and getting touched by TSA, and the guy came, and they arrested the guy who came. I mean, why? But anyway, that's a bogus story. And what else happened that
okay,
day?
Okay, let's see. We also had gay marriage boost economy.
Okay.
That episode.
Yeah.
So.
Episode, yeah.
And episode 348 was the Growler iPhone app. Which
okay.
And we introduced the Bear City giveaway that episode. So.
Yeah, we started doing the Bear City giveaway. And we had Coley from Columbus, Ohio. We had him in the show, and we talked about Growler, the newest iPhone app. And it was good. I like Growler. I like Growler a lot.
I like it too.
Yeah, so Scruff and Growler. Yeah. And he acknowledges it that, you know, Scruff came in early and Growler came in second, so he's just picking up on his
But people like to get on. I mean, people like the same people's got profiles on Scruff and on Growler too, so it's
pretty much the same.
They're not getting hit up on one app, they'll switch over to the other app to get hit up on, so whichever.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and the last episode was 349, which was the Chaser Show with Nard, Ray, Tony, and Jose.
Yes.
Which is our big video Chaser Show that,
mm-hmm.
that the video's posted, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
it's right.
Okay,
don't worry about
that. That video's out. Okay.
That goes out the weekend.
That's what I thought. So. And they've joined me to the CBC on Facebook, so I've been getting notifications and Merry Christmases and Happy New Year. So.
Yeah. It's a small group right now, and it's a Houston-based, and the CBC.
Well, the Facebook group is like 3,000 strong.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's huge, because I was on there looking today.
Oh.
That's like 3,000, 4,000 people, I think, that's already joined up on the Facebook.
Good job,
site.
Tony.
Wow. Good job, so. Okay. Bear, and then they post bear pics on there all the time.
Yeah.
And big belly pics.
Nice.
Mike, do you want to be on? Do you want to be on Facebook?
No. Okay.
So anyway, but we need to wrap it up because it's the end of part one.
Part one. No, keep going. No.
Don't have to do a half episode for Bear, the BearNet Radio Network.
Oh, I'll cut it up.
Okay.
Okay.
And that.
It's okay.
And that is all the shows going for the year.
Yeah. There you go. And so, then what else do we have? Oh, this one.
Why do you want? Why do you want?
We're skipping this one because that's for next week.
Oh, what that is? The
yeah.
Topics? Okay.
Yeah. These people? Yeah. Okay. Next week.
You see how organized we are about this.
Yes, game. I'm sorry, guys. We're so professional. Okay, how about Wolf What a Bear?
Our Wolf What a Bear this week we picked up on Growler. And a lot of you will know who this guy is when I say his names.
Oh, this guy.
His name. Buck Ramsey. Buck is 37 years old, stands 5'10", and weighs 225 pounds. Buck says he's a laid-back, self-assured red bear looking for friends and occasional playmates. Wink. He usually only plays when he travels, so it doesn't take time away from his partner of 10 years. When it comes to play, Buck is a versatile bottom, 30% top, 70% bottom, into bear backing, loads, nips, pits, CBT, BDSM, water sports, and more. Mm-hmm. As most of us know, Buck likes to make porn, and you can check it out at www.rockettube.com/Buck Ramsey. So you can go look at his videos. If y'all wonder where they all went on XTube, there they are.
They left XTube. They went to Rockettube.
So, because Maynard was doing some research earlier looking at them, you know, so he'd be fully informed for the
I'm fully informed by looking
Wolf
at the
Water
videos.
Bear. So.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to make a vid with him, let him know. Because when he travels around, he's going to be in cities. So if you make a vid with him, he said, and if he comes to Houston or y'all got him coming to Houston, I'll videotape it for you. Because I've already done one with him.
That's right. Yeah.
Or a videotape, not actually a
headset. Just the videotape.
Oh, bear on bear action.
So, you've not done it with him? Okay.
But no, I've not done it with him. But a friend of ours did it with him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So did you look at the list of videos? Is it one of is your
from
video?
From what I saw on there, because, you know, that little screen that you get on that little whatever you call it down there, it's so small I couldn't see anything. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I could barely see it, so I don't know what all video. I don't know if he's got it posted, if he's got all unposted that he's done or just the recent ones, so mm-hmm. or the best of. I don't know. So.
Okay.
But non-play info, he's into movies, theater, pop culture, sci-fi, and urban fantasy, tech, visual art, and more. And Buck also said that he's going to try to join us again here in a couple months and be on the show again.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, he's too busy right now traveling and getting screwed. No, I'm kidding. No.
And you can also find him on what was that other site?
Is there another site? He's only out on
he sent me one that we were looking at earlier.
Oh, that's it?
No, it was another one.
Oh, it's another one? Oh, I don't know. I didn't see.
I can't remember.
But anyway, So he's out. His videos are out again.
His videos are out again. So you can go to rockettube.com.
It's not on XTube anymore. It's on Rockettube.
And find Buck Ramsey. So there you go. Yeah. Buck's back.
Buck is back.
And hopefully we can have him on the show again.
That's right. Next time we're going to have a lab. Computers with us instead of printouts. Should save trees, right? All right. So.
Well, at least you're printing front and back. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So I'm being... green that way. Okay, so just a reminder, guys, vote for us. December 31st is the last day. Vote for us for Best of the Bears 2010. It's on the Complete Bear, so we're in the podcast category. We're in third place right now, which I think we're going to stay in third place. But no, it's just keep voting if you can.
That's right, keep voting.
Yeah, keep voting.
It's good to be number one sometimes.
Yeah, we were number one. It's just that, you know, other podcasts come in and go. So, yeah. So, that's what happens. Okay, let's do some shout-outs.
Okay.
How about some shout-outs?
Bob from North Carolina.
Hey, Bob. Okay.
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob? Aussie Bear from Australia.
Good day.
Good day, mate. Okay. And who else?
I don't understand what that is.
Wait, hold on. reading the same paper. We should have the same different paper.
David P.L.
David. Yeah. So shout out. Thank you for. He's been watching us on Facebook also.
Okay.
And then Isaac from Texas. So there you go.
Is that spelled right?
It is.
It looks like Isaac.
Isaac. Is it Isaac or Isaac? Maybe it's Isaac.
Isaac.
Or I suck. No, you don't suck, right?
Well, he might.
He might. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. That's it.
That's it.
That's it for
that's the year-end show.
That's the year-end show. Yeah, pretty much. That's just something we do every last show of the year. We just run down on what happened to us during the year and anything else we missed. How about any trips for you or no? Just that's the biggest trip, right? The Orlando one.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Okay. So. All right. And as for us,
unless I win the lottery tonight, there won't be any more for a while.
Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, travel. There's going to be a lot of traveling this coming year. So.
For you.
We'll stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. We're not going to talk about it right now. So. Anyway, so we're going to wrap this up. But before that. What else? Anything else is coming? New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And may the force be with you in 2011.
Congrats. Okay.
I'm gonna like it like this.
Stop playing.
He's that's my energy, by the way, not mine.
He's too amused with my lightsaber. Okay. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching this video. And I really appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much for all your support and for all the emails, comments, and holiday cards and everything that it's just overwhelming, making shows for you guys.
I know. And don't forget to give us, if you give us a call and leave us a comment, we will play it on the air.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's not too degrading or too bad or too nasty.
No, it will go in. It was
okay, yeah, we'll put it on
we'll still
play
it.
Okay. But you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
There you go. That's our voicemail line. And if you play, we'll play it in the show if you leave a voice message. And you can email us at show@bearpodcast.com. And yeah, you can also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and leave your comments there too. And subscribe to iTunes, Zune Marketplace, and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
And thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you guys next year. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.